What's the halacha if someone has family in Israel on the front lines, they're concerned about what's going on with the situation in Israel? Are you allowed to have a phone? Are you allowed to listen to the radio? Rav Asher Weiss paskin that in Israel, it's permitted to have a cell phone on you on Shabbos if it's a shat cheirum, if it's an emergency situation. Because sometimes the alarm will come on, even without activating the phone system. Why is that halachically? So a cell phone is a klisha malach tul iser. It's not a muksa machmas chisaron kis. What's muksa machmas chisaron kis? So that's, let's say, the classic case is a shechita knife, where you don't want to use it at all for any purpose other than to shecht animals. So that is set aside not to be used on Shabbos because you wouldn't use it for any purpose other than for a forbidden purpose. And that you can't even move you can't move that at all, even for any purpose. It's clearly muktzah. But he believes that a cell phone, like he said, he sometimes uses his cell phone as a paperweight. A classic example of a klisha malach tul iser is a hammer, even though a hammer is predominantly used for a forbidden purpose, which is to hammer a nail into a wall. That's forbidden, but it can also be used for a permitted purpose, let's say to crack open a nut. So you're allowed to move a klisha malach tul iser, l'tzarech gufo. You're allowed to move a hammer if you want to use it to crack open some nuts. So therefore, a cell phone also, since he said the cell phone can also be used, it's like a paperweight, so cell phone's also klisha malach tul iser, so you can move it for a permitted purpose. He says that, which is in case there's an emergency situation, you have to notify someone, they have to notify the country through an alarm that is sounded on someone's phone. Now, he says that you should not answer a cell phone call unless you have, there's reason to believe that it's from a dangerous situation. Let's say you have a child who's calling who might be injured, who might be in danger, might be kuach nefesh. Rav Rimon writes that the phone goes off, then ideally you should, he thinks you can answer it in a dangerous situation, in an emergency situation like we found ourselves in Israel. You can open it with a shinoi in the back of one's finger because for emergency information. He thinks that everyone in Israel is someone in the army or a dangerous situation. So therefore he would allow you to, you can, number one, carry the phone and open it if there's a phone call, because in this time of war. Can you keep your TV or radio on in the basement just because you want to hear the news and you're very concerned about Israel's going to ruin your Oneg Shabbos? So generally speaking, if there's no, we're living in America and we have no one on the front lines, so that would be, so Rav Asher Weiss writes that for you to ask, let's say, a non-Jew to open his phone and tell you what's going on in the news, that's Amir Lanachri. Amir Lanachri is only permitted for a chole she'en bo sakana. News is not a chole she'en bo sakana. And similarly, to keep the radio on, again, if you have a child in the front lines and it causes major agmas nefesh, so then there might be room to be lenient, to leave the radio on low in a small room that's away from everything. You may only go into it once or twice a day just to hear if there's any emergency situation. That's Rashi Weiss actually paskin in that case. If someone has a child on the front lines, that might be permitted if he can't experience Shabbos or can't be comfortable in Shabbos without doing that. One other issue that came up on the Shabbos of the horrific attack. So someone in my community or who's visiting my community wanted to reach out to a child who was going to be called up, and they want to just get word from the child or to try to hear from the child, and they needed to hear from their child, and it was causing them a tremendous amount of stress. So I suggested that the person have a non-Jew call for her, to call her son, or to leave a message, to have a non-Jew text a message to her son, which would seem to be permitted because Amir Lanachri is an Isser Drabanan, and using the phone, so it's a question, is it Daraisa Drabanan? I think under these circumstances, many posts say in any case it's Drabanan, but certainly in pressing circumstances, we can take the view that it's only Nisad Rabbanon. So basically what you're asking a non-Jew to do is a shvus de shvus b'makom tzorach gadol. So there's a great need and tremendous stress to reach out to a child who's about to be called up. So it would seem that one would be allowed to have a non-Jew send a text message or WhatsApp to a child to notify the child that whatever they have to notify them. These are obviously very difficult situations, but the fact that our poskim have dealt with that and the fact that people want to keep the halacha points to the fact that we have to be sensitive to, obviously, people's personal needs and not only, obviously, for security issues, for pikuach nefesh issues, but at the same time, we want to try to maintain the spirit of Shabbos as well. And we try to balance both people's needs and the sensitivities of Shabbos. And this is just an example of how we try to balance these two values.